As everyone debates what the future of the Chicago Bears backfield should look like, with David Montgomery as a free agent, Saquon Barkley potentially available as a free agent target, I can't help but feel like the answer is already on the roster with Khalil Herbert.
You are Locked On Bears, your daily Chicago Bears podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This is Locked On Bears, and I'm your host, Lauren Cox. I'm here to bring you your daily, in-depth Chicago Bears news and analysis. You can follow me on Twitter at CoxSports1. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Bears. You can like Locked On Bears on Facebook. Join the Locked On Bears Facebook group for even more Bears talk. And make sure you hit that subscribe button on the Locked On Bears YouTube channel to keep up with all of our video podcasts as well. Thanks for making Locked On Bears your first listen today. Today's episode is brought to you by Ultimate Football GM. Ever dreamed of becoming an NFL general manager and managing your football franchise? Then this game is definitely for you. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. Locked On Bears listeners get a 100% free boost to your franchise when you use our promo code LOCKEDON in all caps inside the game's store. On the show today, we look at this Bears running back position and why Khalil Herbert is ready and proven ready to be the lead back in this backfield, to be the number one guy on this running back depth chart, which could spell the end of David Montgomery and maybe reduce the need and the overall desire to go sign a big name running back like Saquon Barkley. We'll talk about some of the things that Khalil Herbert has done well and just how well he has done those things. We'll talk about what the Bears backfield would need to look like with Khalil Herbert as that lead running back. And we'll kind of look at how they might complement him as that top guy and some different options out there to leave you feeling pretty good about this backfield with Khalil Herbert clearly at the top of that depth chart. We've seen it now for two seasons. He is a young running back, but he's proven it now in back-to-back years that he is a dynamic player at the running back position. And in both seasons, he has had extended stretches where he is outproducing David Montgomery and looking like the more special type of running back. And this is not supposed to be a let's criticize David Montgomery and point out David Montgomery's flaws type of conversation, but it's more to point out how well Khalil Herbert has played comparatively. For everything that we really like about David Montgomery, Khalil Herbert has been better in so many ways. You look back at this past season, when he was healthy through those first 10 weeks of the year, he had just under 650 yards rushing through those 10 games. That 64 yards per game pace would have put him, I think, 16th in the NFL over the course of the full season, ahead of guys like Tony Pollard, Ramondre Stevens, of course, Zeke Elliott, if he's ahead of Tony Pollard, Delvin Cook, Jamal Williams from the Detroit Lions, Damian Pierce from Houston, Austin Eckler, Alvin Kamara, Raheem Mostert. I mean, the list goes on and on. He was having a very, very strong season to start this year. Has the hip injury, goes on injured reserve, comes back for the final three-ish games of the year, and did not look 100%. He was not running particularly well over these last three games. And that's the last memory, the last thing that sits with us at the end of the season. So I don't think it's as fresh and as recent in us how high we all were on Khalil Herbert during that stretch. I mean, he had a 157-yard game on the ground against the Houston Texans. Yeah, it was the Texans, but it was consistent over that 10-game stretch and on top of the great stretch we saw him have as a rookie. And now that I think we've seen it for back-to-back seasons, we're really seeing a guy who is ready for that more lead-back premier role in this backfield because he's been running behind the same offensive line as David Montgomery and running largely the same running plays as David Montgomery and getting more out of the same situation and the same opportunities. I think through those first 10 games, Khalil Herbert had like right around, I had just done the math as I lost the number, Khalil Herbert and David Montgomery were like one or two carries apart in terms of the split there. And yet Herbert was averaging like over 6 yards per carry. He was leading the NFL among running backs in yards per carry through that 10-game stretch. He had more missed tackles as a ball carrier, and he was had more of those long breakaway runs. We kind of talked during the season about some of the differences between these two running backs. That Montgomery, you know, he's certainly the more physical, take-on-contact type of running back. Montgomery's the guy who can run into a pile of defenders and get two or three extra yards out of pushing that pile forward that other running backs aren't going to be able to get. That Khalil Herbert isn't going to be able to get. He's not that style of runner who can just bowling ball his way through contact and drag defenders for an extra yard or two here. But Khalil Herbert is more decisive and more explosive and has the ability to break away from defenders, make guys miss in open space and run away from them, outrun them, and create yards after contact that way, just by having them fall off of them and not be able to keep up with him. And so I just don't see a significant drop-off in any way if you move on from David Montgomery and go to Khalil Herbert as your lead running back in this Bears backfield, because when they have been together, Herbert has been the guy who has outproduced David Montgomery in a lot of those cases. And it's not anything to be critical of David Montgomery. It's just to say that Herbert has been that good. Montgomery is going to be a free agent. And why pay David Montgomery, you know, $8-10+ million per year when you have a guy in Khalil Herbert who has been more productive as a runner in this offense when given the same types of opportunities? I just think it's a better use of your resources to use Khalil Herbert's super cheap contract and get better production than to invest that money in running back, even though the Bears have plenty of salary cap space. It's not about that. It's just about what's going to be best, the best use of the money that you do have, and put that money towards other players that are going to make bigger impacts and be a bigger part of your team. It doesn't mean you play Khalil Herbert every single snap of every game at running back. There's a difference, I think, between making him your number one running back and your lead back and making him your, you know, every down workhorse back. And that's an important distinction that I want to make here, because Khalil Herbert has flaws. He is not a great receiver. He is not a great blocker, but he is ready to be that guy that you go to as your leading ball carrier. But you're still going to need more in the backfield with him, and more even than I think what David Montgomery would provide. We'll kind of go how you build this backfield with Khalil Herbert as your lead back, your number one guy on the depth chart, next on Locked On Bears. The Locked On Bears podcast is presented by our friends at Ultimate Pro Football GM. We've been talking about this mobile game app a lot. It's really a lot of fun. And we had all of our Locked On podcast network hosts competing against each other in one big league, trying to take our teams as far as possible. Chris Carter from Locked On Steelers was our Locked On NFL champion. I had some trouble solidifying my quarterback position. Maybe I shouldn't have made my team the Chicago Bears. Maybe that's why I had quarterback trouble. But regardless, it was a lot of fun competing in Ultimate Football GM. And now it's your turn, because this app gives you complete control of your own NFL franchise. It's completely free. It's a lot of fun. It's challenging. It's realistic. Locked On Bears listeners, if you download it, check it out. You're going to get a 100% free boost to your franchise when you use our promo code Locked On in the game store. That's all caps, Locked On. So make sure to check it out today. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on your app store. That's ultimate-gm.com. Ultimate Football GM. Start your dynasty today. It's time to start rolling with Khalil Herbert as the Chicago Bears' number one running back and start investing some of that other money that you would have spent on David Montgomery or maybe even like Saquon Barkley on the offensive line, wide receiver, other pass catchers, and of course across this defense where you're going to need a lot of it. But if you let David Montgomery walk in this scenario and you roll with Khalil Herbert as your number one guy, you can't just go into the season with Herbert and Treston Ebner. You do need, in the modern day, multiple players in the backfield that you can rely on. You don't need to get a Barkley or even a David Montgomery of that caliber to pair with Khalil Herbert, because Herbert can be that first and second down type running back that you go to. He can be a 1,000-yard rusher. That's the kind of pace he's been on in his when he's been healthy these two seasons, and maybe the injury concern is a valid one. I will give you that he's been a little bit banged up here and there. David Montgomery has also been banged up a little bit here and there over these last two seasons. So it's not a unique concern for just Khalil Herbert in this backfield. But you still can add to the backfield with him. And I think if you put that complementary piece, it's going to be a lot more affordable and also fill a need that David Montgomery himself hasn't been able to fill either. It gives you a more well-rounded backfield with a significantly less investment for this front office and for this Bears team. Because we know Khalil Herbert has been particularly awful as a blocker in pass protection. It's been a major weakness for him. And we've never seen him really thrive as a pass catcher. We haven't seen either of these Bears running backs really have a lot of success as receivers out of the backfield. And that's something I don't have a great answer for. I do have a theory, though, and I want to see what you think as I kind of work through this out loud. Because you think, right, they hand the ball off to Montgomery and Herbert like they're hard to bring down. They make guys miss. They create a lot of yards as a ball carrier. So why is it that when you then throw them the ball out of the backfield, for some reason they don't have as much success making guys miss, creating extra yards, and moving the chains that way? My theory is it's about that it really does matter how you get the ball into their hands, that's what makes a difference. Because that feels to me like the only appreciable difference between, you know, taking a handoff and not getting, why they're getting yards on the ground but not getting yards in the air. Certainly some of it is scheme, and, you know, they're taking checkdowns in the backfield and don't really have a lot of space. And I think certain offenses will put running backs in different positions to promote more pass catching success for them. But we also just don't see them take the most advantage of the opportunities that they do. And my theory here is that when you're a running back, when you're in the backfield with the quarterback taking the handoff, there's a certain amount of time, A, from the snap to the quarterback, and then the quarterback to the handoff, and then you getting the ball, and then you with the ball to getting to the line of scrimmage. You know, that's 1 to 2 to probably not 3 seconds, but, you know, a good second and a half to 2 seconds of getting to where you have to make your first decision as a ball carrier, whether I'm going to cut this way, whether I'm going to take this gap, how I'm going to try and make this defender miss. When your first, like, real action point, your first decision as that ball carrier is after you've had some time to see the play develop, because it's from the snap to where you have to make that decision, there's time and your eyes are in front of you in downfield. You're seeing everything unfold in front of you, then you're making that decision. And I feel like as a receiver, you're catching the ball, and as soon as you catch the ball, that's when that process starts of like, okay, where do I go? Which direction should I run? Where are my tacklers, and how do I try and make them miss? And then I think as a receiver, it's like catch, move, go, make your guy miss. You just got to catch it, turn, and run. And there's not time to read a lot or see things developing in front of you, because you're just, first you're trying to just get open and run your route. Then you're really focused on catching the ball. You have to see the ball into your hands. You can't be looking ahead at, okay, where's my tacklers? Okay, now I'll catch the ball and then read from there. It's catch, turn, run. There's not that time, that build up, that setup, that time to read. It's just catch and react. And I think Herbert and Montgomery are both running backs who shine with that time to set up, read, and then attack. It's not a lot of time, and that's why it's just a theory for me, and why I'm not sold as this is the answer, because, you know, does that extra 1.5 to 2 seconds really make the difference? I don't think it's the whole answer, but I think that's part of the equation. You have to be a guy who can start and stop on a dime and just shut your brain off and react, make guys miss. And I just don't think Herbert and Montgomery are quite those guys. I think that's part of the explanation as to why you don't get great receiving production from them. I think scheme probably answers a lot of the missing pieces of that as well, just what kind of routes they're being asked to run, how often they're actually even getting the ball to show what they can do as pass catchers and players after the catch. And so I think when you look at trying to go with a Khalil Herbert-led backfield here moving forward, he can still catch the ball, right? He doesn't have issues with dropping it, but he's just not going to be a dynamic after the catch guy, but he can be a security blanket running back. He can be on the field on first and second down, even if you're going to throw in those situations, you know, whether it's play action or what, and be your lead running back and be reliable on those plays and still be 20 carries a game and maybe catches a couple of balls for a couple of yards. But I'm perfectly fine with going with him as your lead back and making someone else, you know, the true third down back, someone else that you bring in passing situations, either to be a more dynamic receiver or a more consistent pass protector to help Justin Fields in that backfield. And to kind of circle back to this bigger point, like re-signing David Montgomery also doesn't solve that problem. Even with Montgomery and Herbert, you still don't really have that pass-catching running back and that good pass-blocking running back. And it's why I feel like if you're going to, like, what's the point of re-signing David Montgomery if you trust Herbert as a lead running back who can produce as a runner and you still need someone to be that pass catcher anyway? Well, why bother adding another runner when you can get another pass catcher who, hey, can also run the ball a little bit, even if they're not as good of a runner as David Montgomery? Their role is secondary in the running game and primary in the passing game. And I think if you add somebody like that with Khalil Herbert, you have a darn good Bears backfield, a guy who can be a 1,000-yard running back as your number one runner and a guy who could be a more dynamic pass-catching weapon as your number two. And you still have Tristan Ebner as a potential developmental number three. You know, Darrington Evans in there, special teams competition that way as well. And there is an opportunity this offseason to add that type of running back at a much, much, much more affordable rate than David Montgomery and Saquon Barkley. We'll look at some of the different options the Bears might have in front of them, particularly in free agency, next on Locked On Bears. We here at the Locked On Podcast Network brought on a new sponsor I'm really excited about here. It's our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. We're really excited because they're the number one sportsbook in America. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better because they have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. Especially with these high-profile playoff games right now in the NFL, we don't have a rooting interest in these teams, but you can find a little more interest if you bet on that spread, that money line, the over-under, the point total there, and so many more ways to play with our friends at FanDuel. New customers can join today and get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. It's all on their app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. It's available in Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Indiana as well. I don't think Wisconsin or Minnesota are quite there yet, but we're getting there. And Bears fans across the country can participate with FanDuel. So don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. If the Bears are going to go with Khalil Herbert as the lead running back, as I think they do, they still have an opportunity to add that complementary third down back, that pass catcher who could maybe also be a little bit of a better pass protector in that backfield and give you a really dynamic 1-2 punch here. Plus, Justin Fields kind of makes it a 1-2-3 punch. Plus, I bet you could probably get away with Velus Jones in the backfield a little bit more and whatever else the Bears want to add this offseason. But I think you have to add something there because as much as like the Bears drafted Tristan Ebner to be more of that pass-catching back, we haven't seen it yet. And not that he can't get there, not that we're giving up on Tristan Ebner by any means, but we are talking about a sixth-round pick here. We're not going to bank on him next season taking a huge step forward and being everything the Bears wanted him to be. We're not cutting him. We're not giving up on him. We're just saying keep him and develop him, but let's not count on him to be something spectacular. Let's use that salary cap space, and instead of spending $16 million a year on Saquon Barkley, or 8, 10 plus whatever the number's going to be for David Montgomery, you can spend a lot closer to veteran minimum, maybe $1, 2, $3 million a year, depending on the name, to get a really effective pass catcher out of the backfield who can give Khalil Herbert a break and, you know, keep his durability up while he's still going to be your lead runner on first and second down. And these are not going to be running backs that you're going to turn to for 15 carries a game, but maybe you turn to him for 5 catches a game. I mean, maybe that's a lot to ask of these running backs, but at least 5 targets a game, some opportunities there. It's not going to be the same sexy, flashy, splash signing name like a Saquon Barkley, who would offer a lot as a pass catcher. And we did a whole Saquon Barkley podcast yesterday. If you haven't listened to it, go back and take a listen because we got a better sense of what the Giants are doing there and how that might fit in the Bears' plans in this backfield. But I really wanted to focus on Khalil Herbert and the David Montgomery dynamic today. But as you look at other free agent options, I think the one that jumps out right away is Jerick McKinnon from the Kansas City Chiefs. He was certainly, I think, the most productive as a receiver of any of the running backs in this free agent group of like pass catching type guys, and maybe of any of them. He spent the last two seasons in Kansas City, really, I think, had a big breakout as a receiver this year. I think he had 9 touchdowns and 500 yards as a receiver. But Ryan Poles was there as part of the effort to bring him in to Kansas City. He was a Vikings running back before that, as kind of the complimentary pass catching slash third down alternate back there for them, and kind of flamed out in San Francisco as well. But he's a guy that's, you know, playing on these kind of cheaper deals after the big deal flamed out in San Francisco. I don't know exactly what the market's going to be. Probably will get a raise based on what he did in Kansas City this year, but not anything crazy. He is 30, so we're not talking about a 5-year deal to lock him in. But, you know, I still think he could be a really great complement for Khalil Herbert in this backfield. The guy with some really great speed as well. You can never have too much speed in your offense. And he has some kickoff return experience. If you want to take Herbert off of that a little bit more and maybe give Velus Jones some competition there, McKinnon could definitely be a strong candidate in that area. Another name that's not going to be sexy, but was kind of quietly pretty productive as a receiver this past season in the role that he was used, is Amir Abdullah from the Las Vegas Raiders. Kind of that complement to Josh Jacobs in that backfield. Didn't get a ton of opportunities as a result because Jacobs really was kind of their workhorse every down type back, but they would put Amir Abdullah in there in passing situations, and he really quietly did a great job for them. Made a lot of guys miss after the catch, created yards after the catch in addition to missed tackles after the catch, and you can rely on him as a steady, solid receiver who's not just going to be purely a boring check down option, but a guy who can give you a little bit more and is definitely going to be very, very cheap on that end of the spectrum. He's kind of there were a couple of times when I wondered if he was just going to be done in the NFL after he left Detroit and then after he left Minnesota. I think he's been cut a few times and maybe even traded in there once. And he's definitely been a guy who's had to earn every opportunity. Also a guy that's going to turn 30 in the summer. So again, we're not talking long-term deals here. We're talking cheaper, more affordable guys that will still be very good complements to what the Bears do. And you don't need them to be all-star Pro Bowl players because Khalil Herbert's still going to be your lead back. These are guys that rotate in with him. I'll also throw out Samaje Perine from the Cincinnati Bengals. So still rolling in the playoffs for Perine. You can see more of what he's going to do this weekend in the AFC Championship game. But another guy, like, he's the complement to Joe Mixon in that backfield. Not an every down back, not a guy that you want to have to rely on as a starter necessarily, but makes guys miss after the catch, has a knack for that catching the ball and making something happen right after you catch it. Right? That difference that we talked about as my theory as to why David Montgomery and Khalil Herbert just haven't had that receiving game production. These backs have more of that knack to just catch it, go, make the first guy miss. Don't think, just react, just move and try and make something happen in that area. None of those three names are going to be day one free agents. None of those three names are going to be free agents that Bears fans are buying jerseys and drafting them on your fantasy team and fired up, but it's about adding that complementary role to Khalil Herbert as your 1,000-yard caliber lead running back, and this guy can be that true passing game complement. If you want to step it up a little bit, right, you want to go a bigger name that's not going to break the bank like Saquon Barkley, but maybe a little closer to the David Montgomery levels. Certainly, Kareem Hunt carries a lot of baggage for his legal and domestic troubles there, and don't get me wrong, I wouldn't particularly enjoy having to cover Kareem Hunt on the team, but purely as a football X's and O's decision, he's a guy who's been effective as a receiver out of the backfield and would feel more like a 1-2 punch to go with Khalil Herbert as opposed to like Amir Abdullah or Samaje Perine that just isn't quite like, you know, if Herbert gets hurt, I'm not going to give Samaje Perine 25 carries or Amir Abdullah 25 carries. But Kareem Hunt is a guy you could feel a little bit better about in that area. I'll also throw Devin Singletary from the Buffalo Bills. You know, another one of these great speed backs who's kind of been hovering on that borderline. Like, can you make him the lead guy? Maybe not quite, but is good in a backfield rotation. I think a guy like Singletary could just give you a little bit more in the passing game than a David Montgomery might, because you have the confidence in Khalil Herbert to fill David Montgomery's shoes as that runner. And you could throw in like Raheem Mostert from the Miami Dolphins, Jeff Wilson also from the Miami Dolphins, both were 49ers running backs that followed McDaniel over there. I think both of those guys have plus upside as receivers out of the backfield, and they're both really, really fast and have a lot of speed. That does seem to be a theme here for some of these pass catching backs, that they are tend to be fast players who can just catch it and go 0 to 60 real quick, which is why it's surprising that Herbert hasn't been better in that area. But in this scenario, right, we're not asking Herbert to become a dominant receiver. We're just asking him to be the same productive runner he's been and do that in the lead role and not have to fight David Montgomery for carries or production. And all this is overlooking the NFL draft as well, where the Bears could easily use another draft pick on a running back. Not a first-round pick, not a second-round pick. I don't know that I would even use a third-round pick. But day three, take another Trested Ebner type. Take a swing at running back. It's always a good idea to draft running backs, and there's always running back depth in pretty much every draft class each and every year. So I do think the Bears have some real options here, and I do think Khalil Herbert is ready to be that lead back. Again, I don't want this to be a David Montgomery sucks, we're criticizing David Montgomery, get that guy out of here. That's not the takeaway to have from this podcast. This is not an anti-David Montgomery take. This is a pro-Khalil Herbert take, and David Montgomery just happens to be a free agent. And unfortunately, maybe that means it's time to say goodbye and let another team pay him a little bit more than the Bears might be willing to, and use all of that cap space to just revamp this defense, revamp this offensive line, add more pass catchers wherever you can get them, including in the backfield, to complement a guy like Khalil Herbert. We'd love to know what you think the Bears should do at running back. Should they re-sign David Montgomery? Should it be a Saquon Barkley type? Do you trust Khalil Herbert as that Bears lead running back? Let us know in the comments on the Locked On Bears YouTube channel. You can tweet us at Locked On Bears. You can post in the Locked On Bears Facebook group as well. Just make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to the Locked On Bears to make sure you're keeping up with all of our daily, in-depth Chicago Bears news and analysis. Thanks for making Locked On Bears your first listen today. If you're looking for your second listen, check out the Locked On NFL podcast, as the Locked On Podcast Network covers the league from the 30,000-foot view. It's a rotating cast of our Locked On Podcast Network hosts. So if you don't like them one day, it's a different set of guys the next day, and always getting a lot of different fresh perspectives from guys that cover a variety of different teams in a variety of different ways. So go check out Locked On NFL. Then come on back tomorrow. Make Locked On Bears your first listen again tomorrow. And of course, you have to come back for your next opportunity to bear down.